Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good night. I love you.
Hey, hey, MAGA gang. Hey, so light it down.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
Donald Trump is your president, and if you like it or not, keep the energy you had with Barack.
I believe that she will win. I believe that she will win.
But no matter how loud they chanted, it wasn't to be.
Because you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my...
Tonight, I'm asking for the vote of every single African-American citizen.
You want to impeach him? I guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
In this country, who wants to see a better future?
That need to dead that. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump.
Okay.
And you ain't black. And you ain't black.
And they say they looking for me, I say where?
No group in America has been more harmed by Hillary Clinton's policies than African Americans.
Tell the deep state that I said that. Cannons always on my shirt. They gonna be triggered when I...
What the hell do you have to lose?
And if you like it or not, see the energy you had with Barack.
America must reject,
cause you know this Trump train on,
the bigotry of Hillary Clinton, who sees communities of color only as votes.
What difference at this point does it make?
Gotta take my block. You wanna impeach him? I guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
And we will make America great again. God bless you and good night. I love you.
That need to dead that. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
Clinton has called Donald Trump to...
And so what you're saying to me is absolutely dumb.
Take back the streets. It doesn't matter whether or not the person that...
So 25 years after the 1994 crime bill was enacted, we are still having conversations.
My mother, your parents, it doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth.
So what you're talking about ain't hitting on nothing with Senator Ford.
It doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to have to...
That 1994 crime bill, it did contribute to mass incarceration.
It doesn't even make sense to me.
Whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister.
The other big piece of legislation on Capitol Hill tonight is the crime bill.
Get yourselves better educated.
So I want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street.
You stood up and used that tough on crime phony rhetoric.
That bill was a huge mistake.
About that cadre of young people.
And you get with the people you need to get with. You get this with the professional associations that you need to get with.
Tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without
violent crime and the fear it provokes are crippling our society.
Instead of what you're talking about that don't even make no sense.
Because they literally have not been socialized. They literally have...
I don't know how this could possibly happen.
You also work with them so close.
Everything I've done in my career, I ran because of civil rights.
We should focus on them now. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators.
That you were wrong to oppose justice.
No.
Do you agree?
I did not oppose.
Madam President, we have predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of...
That's it. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act.
You got to give me a better explanation.
not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them?
And I know because I sit on the board.
Beyond the pale. And it's a sad commentary on society.
You need to get better knowledge about it. I don't care what you're talking about.
And the truth is, we don't very well know how to rehabilitate them at that point.
And you need to know what's going on. You don't know how many children we buried. And what you're talking about ain't hitting on nothing with me.
That's why in our system, there's the federal system, you serve 85% of your time. It's a shame, but we don't know how to rehabilitate.
You got to give me a better explanation than what you just gave. And you get with the people you need to get with.
But there is a consensus, and I will cease. A, we must make the streets safer. I don't care why someone...
And you need to get more educated.
We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society, try to help them, try to change the behavior. That's why we do in this bill. We have drug treatment and we have other treatments to try to deal with it, but they are in jail.
And what you're talking about ain't hitting.
I love the signs behind me. Black for Trump. I like those signs. Blacks for Trump. You watch. We're going to bring everybody together. We're going to fix our inner cities. I'll tell you what. Our inner cities are so, so bad right now. The danger, the crime, the lack of education, no jobs. African Americans are living in hell in the inner cities. I mean, they're living in hell. You walk to the store for a loaf of bread, you get shot. We're going to fix our inner cities. We're going to fix. Remember this. Remember this. Just remember this. So important. For years, the Democrats have controlled the inner cities. Some up to 100 years. Some over 100 years. Unbroken. I say to the African American community and to the Hispanic community, what the hell do you have to lose? I will fix it. We will make them good. We'll make them safe. We'll bring back jobs. We'll create good, good schools and education. I will fix it.
Welcome back to the Black Conservative Show. I'm your host, Black Conservative, an advanced conservative agenda. It's good to be back tonight here live on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I feel the energy from President Trump, the Trump rally in Florida. Man, can you just fathom the energy coming from that gathering? It is super incredible. I was listening to some of it prior to coming live on the show. Man, this is absolutely magnificent. This president have the energy of a 21-year-old. And it is driving the fake news media into the abyss. Yeah, President Trump is back in rare form. The crowd is growing. The crowd is going, they're going crazy. Excited over this president. And boy, he is led into Democrats. He's led into Sleepy Joe. He's led into the fake news media. He's led into the swamp. Amazing energy from this president. Amazing, simply amazing. We are going to win this if we can get out and vote in record numbers. Trump supporters, conservatives, independents, and even those on the left, Democrats who are crossing over, we can pull it off. The greatest upset, the second greatest upset of U.S. history. This is a movement, a political movement like no other. I think we have Democrats on the run, as the president said. I believe President Trump, when he said that we have Democrats on the run, they are running out of arsenal. They're running out of ammunition. They no longer have any weapons of mass destruction, WMD. They are running out. And so now at the confirmation hearing today of Judge Amy Tony Barrett, the Democrats have launched their assault against her. And it's a sad commentary to watch them. You know, I watched a little bit of it this morning. I listened back and forth this evening at the confirmation hearing for the Supreme Court Justice nominee. And Democrats come out. And it's absolutely disgraceful, shame, sheer stupidity of the talking points and the repeated remarks that all Democrats repeat the same thing every 10 minutes, every time a Democrat come up, they repeat the same indoctrinated talking points about Obamacare and that people are going to die, people are going to lose their health care, women's not going to be able to pay for their operations, and they're going to charge women more than they charge men, and they going to all kind of scare tactics by the left. You would think that this is the end of a republic listening to Democrats in the Senate. I mean, they are absolutely crazy evil. The way they are falsely accusing this woman of doing what Democrats do. I have heard everything about this woman coming from Democrats, about her Catholic faith, and about her adopting kids and so forth and so on. The Democrats have lost it. The Democrat Party has lost it. They could be just about over on their last leg and don't know it. For a long, long time, they could be on their last leg here, the way they're attacked this qualified judge, who's already a federal judge. What more need to say? She's already judging. She's already judging matters, civil matters. So the Democrat Party today has become the party of slander, the party of deceit, the party of hatred and bitterness and anger and violence, protesting, and you name it, all things cynical. All things sinister with the Democrat Party. You don't recognize the Democrat Party today. And what you see happening in this hearing today, man, is, sorry about that noise in the background, but it's unreal. the way they're trying to pull off this woman. Folks, let me tell you something about Democrat false charges about health care and Obamacare. First of all, Democrats act as if, you know, Democrats act and think that the American people are head over heels over Obamacare, as if the American people are in love with Obamacare. Don't think that there's any other hope for health care besides Obamacare. The American people have outright rejected Obamacare. Democrats should know this by now. That's why they voted. If the American people, if the American people were so in love with Obamacare and wanted Obamacare to remain the law of the land, they would have never voted a man in office who promised to repeal Obamacare. To repeal Obamacare. And get rid of Obamacare and destroy Obamacare, who called it a disaster, and yet they still vote for a presidential candidate in 2016 who made no fuss about the fact that he is going to get rid of Obamacare. And now the media and Democrats acting like the American people is in love with Obamacare. Don't nobody want that disaster care, that bill, Obamacare. It's a disaster. We talked about that on the show the other day where I pointed out, well, health care premiums have increased 105% since Obamacare 2010 been enacted into law, passed into law. Nobody wants the disaster called Obamacare. And Democrats are going around as if this is the best thing since mom apple pie. So you hear in the confirmation hearing, we got to save Obama. They're going to overturn Obamacare. They're going to overturn Roe versus Wade. She's going to overturn abortion. Good. They need to overturn Roe versus Wade. They need to overturn abortion, the intentional killing of a living human person. That's what abortion is. And all these people, those who stand for abortion and support this and give their consent and approval to politicians who do, this is wicked, diabolic, wicked and evil and sinister. This is a satanic act. Abortion is a satanic act. And people who embrace it and endorse it, or agents of Satan himself. They are by demons. And I was talking about abortion. A woman has a right. To abort a child if she wants. She has a right to abort a child. You don't have a right to destroy the life of another living human person. Liberals seem to think so. Crazy. And let me say something about, while I'm at it, let me say something about liberal Democrat policies. You know, these people always appeal to emotions and feelings, but they never talk about their policies. I was talking to one of my colleagues today. And one of my friends today about Democrats never talk about their policies. I have nothing against Kamala Harris personally. What she do in her personal life is her business. I can really care less, to be quite honest with you. Personal life, I could care less what he do. I leave that up to Congress and to the Senate to investigate Crazy Joe. But when you think about Democrat policies, what are Democrat policies? If you ask any average person who's voting for a Democrat, what are the Democrat policies you support? what are the issues for you? Why are you voting in this election? What are the main, what are five important issues to you in this election, person had? Because most of them are misinformed voters, uneducated voters. The mass of people who vote for Democrats are really misinformed, uneducated voters. They just misinformed. They have not looked, I mean, they have not studied the issue at all. They go based on party indoctrination. Party indoctrination. But what are the issues? You know, when we talk about Democrat versus Republican or liberal, conservative versus liberals, the question would be, what's the difference? How do they differ when it comes to their belief system, when it comes to policies and things of that nature, how do they differ? I mean, it'd be interesting to know if you out there saying, "Oh, I'm going to vote for liberal Democrats. I'm going to vote for liberal Democrats." Well, I mean, we need to know what the difference. You know. They say, "Oh, we all want the same thing in life." Oh, really? You think we all want the same thing in life? No, we don't. And don't fall for that when Democrats say, "Oh, we all want the same thing in life." No, we don't all want the same thing in life. I definitely don't want what Democrats want for Americans. We don't all want the same things in life. We all want freedom. No, we all don't want freedom. On the left, who want to take your freedom away. So you all don't want freedom. That's not true. That's people who want to enslave the American people, who want to take away your liberty, your independent expressions and thoughts and beliefs and judgment. Democrats want to take that away. So don't tell me that everybody wants freedom, because they don't. Don't tell me that everybody wants the same thing. They don't. Everybody don't want the same thing in life for everybody. Republicans certainly don't want the same thing in life for everybody. Absolutely not. We want as few people suffering as possible. Everybody don't want that. Do you think Democrats care about children suffering? If Democrats cared about children, fewer people suffering as possible, like they claim we want fewer people suffering as possible, then guess what? They wouldn't be pushing for abortion, because that baby in the womb of the mother suffering, brutally, crucially suffering. So Democrats don't want fewer people suffering. They don't want healthy children. Democrats don't want healthy children. If they want healthy children, why would Democrats vote to deny medical care for babies? Something to think about, huh? You know, we got to be critical thinkers here. If Democrats wanted the same thing for everybody, they wouldn't be pushing their radical socialist agenda. They wouldn't be pushing for the destruction of unborn children or the child in the womb of the mother. So don't tell me that Democrats want the same thing. No, they don't. That's an impossibility. People buy into that and say, "Oh, Republicans and Democrats, they're wanting the same." No, they're not. No, they're not. And that's foolish to think that. If you're not educated on the facts, you would say that. Democrats don't want crime-free streets. They don't want to have crime-free streets. crime to go rampant. They're not trying to stop violence. They're not trying to do anything to stop crime in the streets of violence. They're sitting back, defunding the police, won't allow the police to do their job, and they're allowing for it to go on. So don't tell me they want crime-free communities. Democrats do not want crime-free communities. That's a hoax. It pays for them to have crime in their communities because it keeps their prisons full. It keeps their pocket lined up with the prisons, the private prisons and the federal prisons. They want individuals, misdemeanors, and violent crimes. They're going to keep them paid. Keep them on the dole, government dole. So when you hear people saying that we just all want the same thing, we all want the same thing in life. We all want a chance for Democrats don't want a chance for prosperity for all people, maybe for some, the elite. If Democrats want a prosperity for all people, they would end welfare as it is known today. They would end food stamps. They would stop it. They would make it to where people on welfare and food stamps couldn't abuse the system and remain on welfare and food stamps all of their lives, all their young adult lives. Democrats want able-bodied men. Young men, women, and children, young adults, they want them to remain on food stamps and welfare. Democrat is the party of food stamps and welfare. And they want these people to remain dependent on the government. So when you hear people say, oh, everybody wants the same, no, everybody don't want the same thing. You know, we want the same thing, but we want freedom, but we want to have excellent health care and fine communities, but we just want to try. We just achieve them differently. No. Look, there ain't but one way to keep crime off the streets. Enforce the present. So here in Memphis, we're like 900 police is short. Crime is skyrocketing out of control. Homicide in Memphis, and Memphis, Tennessee, has hit a historical high, a record high. So don't tell me that liberal Democrats want the same thing as conservatives. That's not true. See, conservatives believe in personal responsibility, and that's for an able-bodied person who don't have any mental challenges or mental impairities. That's not mentally or physically impaired, rather. We want people who are able-bodied, who can be productive citizens. And we want those individuals to be in the workforce. We don't want them to be standing on the corners selling drugs, sitting at the car wash every day, being bums and playing and drinking and playing dominoes and card games and shooting crap at the back of the car wash. Conservatives believe in personal responsibility, free market, individual liberty. We believe in traditional American values. Democrats don't. Democrats believe in socialist values, don't embrace American values, individual liberty. The disaster called Obamacare, you don't have any individual choice.
no freedom to choose an insurance company or to go with an insurance company, go to a health provider of your own choosing and choice. The government sets the winners and the losers. As conservatives, different. We believe in limited government. We want limited government intrusion in our life. We want government to come in and defend Americans when they can't defend themselves, like a strong border, a strong military. Protect the American people against domestic, against evil, against terrorism, foreign and domestic. That's what we want the government to do. We want a limited government. But we don't need a government telling you how you should live your life, how you should raise your kids, what you should say and not do, and we want freedom. That's what conservatives want. We want freedom, and we want a strong national defense. And I tell you, most liberal Democrats don't even have a clue. Most liberal Democrats, they really don't have a clue what we as conservatives believe and hold dear to. The things I'm talking about tonight, it's foreign to these individuals. Huh? You come to them and say, hey, look, we believe that the role of the government should be to provide people the freedom necessary to pursue their own goals. That is foreign to a Democrat, to a liberal. What? Free to pursue your home, huh? They don't believe that. Liberals don't have policies that empower, that emphasize the empowerment of the individual to solve their own problems. We as conservatives say, hey, look, we want to empower you to solve your own problem. Go for it. Solve your own problem. Don't look for the government to solve all your problems. You can add 1 + 1, 2 + 2. You can do the math. Why you need the government to do the math for you? You can do a budget. You can set a budget for yourself. Liberals don't want that. Liberals believe in government, that it's the government's job to achieve equal opportunity and equity for all. Not the private sector, not the individual, not you as a person getting out there achieving equal opportunity for yourself and getting out there making things happen for yourself. Democrats don't want that. They want the government to get out there and level the playing field. The government, they need to level the playing field, and we need to ensure equity for all. To them, it's the duty of the government to alleviate the social ills and protect civil liberties and individuals and human rights. They believe that the government, Democrats believe that the role of the government should be to guarantee that no one is in need. Oh, really? Oh, really? Laziness leads to poverty. The Bible says a little folding of the hands, a little sleep. Laziness, if you're a lazy person, you don't want to get up and work. You don't want to better yourself. You don't want to do it. You just want to sit and depend on other people and confiscate their income and bum and beg and borrow from other folk. But you don't want to get out there and work with your hands. Even the Bible said, let every man work with his own hands. If a man don't work, he ought not to eat. You got to consider an ant, thou sluggard. How the ant work and prepare food for the fall, and consider the ant. There, ants are always busybodies. They're always getting something done. They run around, always getting something done. You have never noticed a lazy ant. No such thing as a lazy ant. But that's liberal Democrats for you. Well, no one, government to guarantee nobody be in need. Well, you'll be in need if you don't prepare ahead. If you don't plan and prepare ahead, more than likely you're going to be in need. The government to come and bail you out. We're going to talk about that more, about conservatism and liberalism here on the Black Conservative Show. It's a Monday night. They had the opening confirmation hearing of Judge Amy Barrett, and Democrats are walking on eggshells with the American people. They are walking on eggshells with the American people, and they better watch it. They better watch it. We'll be back in a moment here on the Black Conservative Show.
There is a nation of people, the African people, and then singularly for us, immediately, the African American people are in a state of extinction. And the reason why the African people as a root people are facing extinction, that racism is not the problem. Why is it today that there are 40 million plus Africans infected with AIDS and under a death sentence of AIDS, and it's growing every day? Why is it that you have 1 million African American males that have gone to prison over the last 20 years here in America? Why is it that there are 50% unemployment among African American males? Why is it that there are 70% of homes headed by women among African American people? And the answer you will get from every person whose skin is black is this: racism, 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 racism. That is the continual refrain and answer you will get from every strata of the African people and the African American people. But I'm here today to say to you that racism is not the problem.
And we are back here on the Black Conservative Show, giving you the hard facts, the actual facts drawn from the source. That was Dr. Jane D. Mandan, Pastor James D. Mandan there, and stating the fact, racism is not the problem in the African-American community, namely among Black liberal Democrats. They love to blame racism on their problems. Yeah, they love to blame everything on racism that happened in the African American community. But unfortunately, I'm here to say to Black America, that, namely Black Democrats, that racism is not the problem. It is not the problem. The problem is a lack of moral character, a lack of moral clarity in the Black community, namely among Black liberal Democrats. And think about it, Black people have been voting for Democrats for over 50 years, I know, in my lifespan. And every election year, it's the same drumbeat. It's the same old plight. It's the same old problem. Our communities are suffering. We got crime. We don't have no businesses. Our kids ain't being educated. We don't have opportunities. We can't get business loans. All the whining and the complaining. And I always ask a Black Democrat, why have you been voting Democrat for 25 years and nothing has got done? You've been voting for Democrats approximately all your life, and none of these issues that you're talking about specifically to address your community have been either fully addressed or resolved. Not one. And it's a sad commentary that Black liberal Democrats every election year, say the same thing. This is happening in our community. There is social injustice. We need to level the playing field. We don't have any jobs. We can't get an education. We can't go to school. They blame everything, all their social problems and ills, they blame it on white America. The reason we can't do better in our community is because of evil white people trying to hold us back, white supremacists, systematic racism, which don't even exist, all kind of things that they claim is the reason why they're in the predicament, mass predicament that they're in. There are blacks who are successful, who are nurses, doctors, lawyers, police officers, engineers, biologists, psychologists. All these opportunities that black people have, they had equal opportunity to go to school and be whatever you want to go, to be wherever you want to be, whatever you want to be. You know, if you make the right grades in high school, in junior high school, you get scholarships. Sometimes you can get a full scholarship. I know young black women who have graduated and have got a full 4-year scholarship. My daughter has a 2-year scholarship, University of Memphis. A whole ride. All she got the ride. All she got to do is take advantage of the opportunity for college. Some of these things need to be addressed. I think what you have militant black people doing, is they want to use and abuse the system. They just want to take advantage of the system. Take advantage of the compassionate of white people. They want to use and obstruct and abuse these opportunities. Black people have everything they want. They're riding around in the finest of cars, expensive cars, living in expensive houses, wearing expensive clothes, going to some of them expensive schools, paying $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, even $20,000 a year. To send their kid to the best school. So black America has all these things. They have all these things that they claim they don't have. So white America, what you have to do, I encourage you to do, white America, stop falling for the hokey doke. White America, don't fall for the hokey doke. When black people tell you, oh, we got a long way to go. We haven't arrived yet. Yeah, they have arrived. And they're hiding out in they fancy homes. They sell houses. But they have arrived. Don't let them tell you that they have not. You know, and they are liberal Democrats, naming more black people. Black people are liberal Democrats. And they, you know, you can't use, I tell them all the time, I say all the time, you can't continue to try to use slavery and racism as an excuse to beat these major corporations out of money and beat the court system. Black people have started using decades and decades ago with Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, and Al Sharpton using racism and slavery as a political weapon against corporate America, against white people, against America. You know, they've been begging for reparation. We need reparation. We need reparation. Now, one time have Democrats who had, you have Democrats now in the, who have control of the Congress. Now, one time have a proposal for reparations been voted on. Now, one time has it been argued on the Senate by Democrats. If Democrats claim they're for black America, they want to do something to redeem Black America, redeem America from slavery. Nancy Pelosi is giving away. She's trying to get billions of dollars for her little pet liberal projects out there in California and bail out these fail-run Democrat states with trillions of dollars. But she has offered not to give. Now, $1 to each African-American, $1,000 to each African-American, and for reparation for slavery. If they was really serious about it, now, I'm not for reparation at all. I think the best reparation for Black America is an education, get an education. But Democrats keep claiming like they care for, they're only somebody who care for Blacks. But not one time have they come up with Democrats in control of Congress a bill for reparation. They're not even trying to give every Black person $5,000 apiece or $10,000 apiece. Oh, it ain't going to pass. It won't. It'll pass. It will pass the Congress. It'll pass the Congress. If Democrats vote on it, even if Democrats thought it wasn't going to pass the Senate, at least vote on it. At least the Democrat Congress can pass and say, hey, look, we tried, but they blocked it. They won't even vote on it. It ain't going to pass. It's the worst of time. So, Black America, if you want your issues addressed, your policies addressed, then maybe you need to get with Democrats, your political party, and ask them why have they not took the role in addressing the issues that plaguing the Black community. Let me tell you something. Democrats are making a whole big fuss about Black America. They're making a whole big fuss about abortion. Democrats are telling you a woman have a right to decide what happened with her body. Tell you that. They'll tell you that a fetus is not a human life, but it doesn't have separate individual rights. They'll tell you that a fetus, a little child in the room, that baby, you don't have separate individual rights. That's why liberal Democrats believe they can do what they want to with the child inside of them, the woman, chop them up, because that child don't have individual rights. And that baby right doesn't trump the woman's right. Democrats can tell you that the government should provide tax-funded abortion for women who can't afford them. They tell you that, Black America. They're making sure that Planned Parenthood gets their hand on $10 million or so a year, or taxpayer dollars. The decision to have an abortion is a personal choice, of a woman regarding her own body, and the government must protect this right. Really? Seriously? Tell them a woman, you want us to protect her? She want to go and have sex, unprotected sex, get pregnant, and every time she get pregnant, find out she get pregnant 2 or 3 months later. See what when the child is viable enough to abort. She just can go and have a baby ripped out of her womb. That's slaughter. That's infanticide, Democrats. I don't know what's wrong with y'all mind. I'm very short of calling y'all mentally retarded. I really am. I'm very short of calling Democrats mentally retarded. It's mentally retarded to think that it's okay, it's loving and kind and compassionate to rip a baby out the womb of a mother, rip his head out, punch his skull, crush his brains, scramble his brains, pull him out, break his limbs, and put him in a garbage bag. They really think that is the loving thing to do. That is sickening. I'm telling you, that's sickening. That's rank paganistic. That's evil. That's paganistic. But Democrats want you to know, they want you to think that, oh, women should have a right to affordable, safe, and legal abortion. When is an abortion safe for a child? Safe for who? A child? Women should have the right to affordable, safe, and legal abortion, including partial birth abortion. Really? This is what Democrats believe. And I shouldn't even fool with people like that, really. Sometimes people who think crazy way out there, sometimes you kind of want to choose your friends carefully. But anybody think that you can just chop up a baby and put him in a garbage bag and sell him out somewhere, harvest their body parts, no telling what that person may do. If that person that wicked, if he that wicked enough to sanction that, no telling what they may, no telling what he may do. That is the height. That is the height of wickedness. That is the height of wickedness. Talk about that more and more than that on the Black Conservative Show. But let me end by telling you that as a conservative, human life begins at conception. That's what we as conservatives believe, because that's what the Bible teaches. Abortion is the murdering of a living human person, human being. An unborn baby, as a living human person, has separate rights from those of the mother. And we oppose taxpayers for abortion. I don't want my tax dollars, hard-earned money, going towards being given to a slaughter camp, like Planned Parenthood that slaughter babies. Taxpayer dollars should not be used for the government to provide abortion. And we need to ban partial birth abortion. We need to ban that. That is diabolic and wicked. And we're going to talk about that a little more tomorrow here on the Black Conservative Show. Started a little late tonight. I had to work a little longer tonight. But we'll talk about that more tomorrow here on the Black Conservative Show. And so I'm going to leave you with this. And we'll see you next time. Check us out tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll start a little early. We'll start a little early here on the Black Conservative Show. Other than that, good night, folks. We'll see you next time.
What is it good for? It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.